Time for the message in the bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan is in the house with us. Welcome, sir.
Good evening, Radio Villains.
My week was empty last week. I was sick there on Tuesday and missed our weekly get-together.
I wasn't sick, but I got sick when I got your message because I knew I couldn't share my love with everybody out there listening and with you and Carrie. I didn't know what to do.
I had
15 minutes of my day back. And any parent and business owner knows you can't even handle that. It's like overload. Like, so I guess I could putter around the house more and clean.
Right.
Is inevitably what I did.
And then you find something that takes much more than the 15 minutes you got back.
Oh, gosh. That's the thing. Is 15 minutes is like not a lot of time, not enough to accomplish anything that I need to accomplish. Because I really, at this point, because of said puttering, the only things I need to accomplish are things that require like an hour plus. And half of those things are now irrelevant now that there's snow on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, there's definitely leaves that will not get picked up until spring.
Oh.
But that's a long time away, so that's okay. But actually, as I was mentioning, it was fortuitous that we missed last week, sort of ish, because last week is when I talk about Thanksgiving, right, and Thanksgiving. So I talk about pairing. We'll talk about pairing as we get closer to Christmas. But as it is Giving Tuesday, I thought I'd combine my sort of holiday advice on giving wines, beers, etc. with wrapping up South America, as we've been talking about that for the rest of this month. And then next month, we'll jump into the rest of the Southern Hemisphere and all sorts of other stuff. But we got a lot of stuff to cover today, so we'll jump right in. We'll talk a little bit. We'll start with South America, right? Because that's sort of where we were. So South America, we've talked about Argentina, obviously. Which reminds me, and I'll harp on this again at the end of my bit here, this Friday from 5 to 6 p.m., we have an exquisite tasting that you really should come to if you care about such things. The portfolio manager, the right-hand woman, as it's been referred to me as, of the Catena Zapata family, she is going to be here, Anne-Marie Zgroy. She's a very knowledgeable wine expert in her own right, and she is also representing a family that is absolutely responsible for exactly what we talked about a couple weeks ago, which is high altitude, you know, foothills of the Andes Mountains. Breathtaking views, stunning. High altitude farming of vines, and their Catena Alta line is fabulous, as well as the blend we'll be trying. Again, I'll touch on that later, just to remind you, but 5 to 6 p.m. this Friday. Don't miss it. And then we talked a little bit about Chile. Chile is really, really exquisite and interesting, because it has such a long, 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 long coastline. It's the longest of any nation in the world. So a vast array of wine cultures that are sort of springing up, not only in the Central Valley, but in very, very high altitude extremes closer towards the equator, and indeed down even farther south. So really quick, I want to touch on sort of the rest of it. The wine we're going to be drinking today is probably from the third most important producer, though it is the fourth largest producer of wine in South America, and that is Uruguay. It is the modern era of Uruguay began in the 1870s with Basque and Italian immigrants coming over, fleeing things like our favorite phylloxera for those who are viticulturalists, but also the economic turmoil that comes with mass devastation of entire industries. And they brought a grape called Tanat, which they also call Harig, and then other, sort of usual suspect French wines like Malbec, of course, and Albariño, Trebbiano, sort of these Iberian Peninsula and up into the Basque region. A lot of those folks went to this place and settled there. Similar latitude to all the other South American regions, but wetter and cooled and dried by Antarctic winds, not high altitude. So a very, very different sort of climate for grapes, and naturally different grapes take hold, like, again, the Tanat. And we're going to be trying a dessert wine made out of Tanat. Tanat is one of the only grapes in the world that has red juice, kind of interesting there. Most grapes, if you squeeze them, the juice is clear, is white, and they take on the red hue from the pigment of the skins. Not so with Tanat, which creates a really wonderful, rich-hued wine when it is made into wine. And this is the Alcyon dessert wine from Viñedo de los Vientos, so Wines of the Winds. And it's kind of drinking like chocolate cake. It's really wonderful.
Wow.
And they make a dry Tanat as well, which is a grape to get to know. You know, if you like these bolder wines, your Malbecs, your Cabernet Sauvignons, Merlots, things like that. Tanat is a really, really cool wine. It's hard to find. You're coming, you're starting to see a little bit more of it, but not a ton. So don't be surprised if you go into your favorite wine store and they don't have a plethora of it. There's probably two or three available in the state. And some of the ones that have come in are only questionably good. It's still happening, right? Like, people are still figuring out how to make a living bringing wines out of Uruguay. But don't miss them. They're really wonderful. The third largest producer is Brazil. We don't really see wines from Brazil. Why? They haven't really gone anywhere. They're still making this very sort of sweet, frizzante, Italian-style wine, kind of like really cheap, sweet Prosecco, if you've ever had that sort of thing. Near population centers, you know, they're growing them in sort of fertile areas. They're not really trying that hard. I'm sure there's a couple people trying, because there's people trying everywhere, but we're really not seeing exports of anything interesting yet. But of course, give it time. Like I said, if somebody's down in Uruguay, it's right across the way, so we'll see. But right now, it's not super promising. So if anybody's coming in interested, you know, you've got Brazilian heritage, I'm probably not going to be able to help you all that much with wine, but that's cool. And also Bolivia, interesting, the world's highest vineyards, period. Some efforts there, again, because of the closeness to the equator. It's we'll see. Again, there's basically no export there. Very similar to other, you know, small situations like Switzerland, for instance. An area that's far more accessible to our wine industry, but you just don't see a lot there because there's not a lot made. Peru, also some international interest promise, but not much to speak of nearer to the equator, of course, because it's hot. Just to sort of wrap up South America, much of the interest, much of the whole scene was created by the wave of immigrants that came really in the mid-1800s. They brought, very similar to North America. Again, just important to remember, they're 6 months different than us in terms of their harvest, which is always kind of interesting. You get the harvest reports, it's seemingly very early, and you're like, oh, that's right, it's summer there. So, by the way, it's summer there.
Somewhere, yes.
So, if you're looking for places to go.
It's a nice thought.
Although, I'll tell you what, if you, harping back to this tasting, if you were to go visit the winery of Catena Zapata, you'd probably be chilly there, too, because it is high up in, you know, permanently snow-capped mountains. So, don't miss that on Friday from 5 to 6, the Catena tasting. Giving. So, we're in the season of giving, right? And this is Giving Tuesday. And, of course, I want to remind everybody out there, at Bangor Wine and Cheese, we have the giving tree of the Bangor Symphony, which all proceeds go to educational programs that the Bangor Symphony runs, including ticket vouchers to help students go for reduced prices to concerts, the Young People's Concerts, and, of course, the Youth Symphonies. So please do go and give as much or as little as you can. There's small opportunities, too, because, of course, we recognize that not everybody has the same means, but anything you can do is appreciated. And if you don't want to give to that, give to something else today, because, hey, it's Giving Tuesday. Feels good. You're going to be giving wine, beer, other things this holiday season. So here's some sort of hard and fast rules that I kind of like. First of all, give something you like and do it proudly, right? Like, don't be sheepish about it. Don't only give something you like if you know it's the wrong call, but, you know, just really try to, like, don't be squirrely about it, you know. Tell your friendly merchant what you're looking for. Even if you don't have all the words, we can usually help. Don't worry so much about gift bags and such. I always like to just whip the bottle out, present it, you know, show them what you've Show them what you brought. I got to be honest. I've rarely, and we, in all fairness, we have some very lovely gift bags, some locally made gift bags. Those are always very nice. But the massive amount of marketing that goes into some of these labels, you might as well just show that too. But I like it. It's just kind of like, you know, there. It's nice. However, if you're giving the, if you're giving this gift, this bottle, with the intent of sharing it, it'd be straight about it. Like, say you brought this because you just had to share it with this person, like right this second, and do it and like insist upon it, or don't. Because, you know, if you don't open it, you really got to drink what they're already offering and let it go.
I was expecting we would share the wine I brought you.
I get a lot of people, and I don't mind the repeat business. Don't get me wrong, but it's like, I gave this and I figured we'd open it, but then, you know, they insisted on drinking the Yellowtail. I'm like, that's on you. That's on you. You're like, listen, you know, I want to drink this, drink it with them. Tell them what you like about it. Even
here's,
you know,
the bottle. Where's your corkscrew?
That's right. That's right. Also, price is important, as in, just be honest about what you want to spend. Like, don't feel like $40 is the starting point if it's not. There's lots of stuff out there for you. And myself, our staff, other great staffs, no matter where you are, can help you. So don't be ashamed about it, right? And then also, and this is so important, and I say this a lot, but it's true. Just because someone is the CEO of a company, won a Nobel Prize, or one time met the Rich Kimball,
that's
crazy, doesn't mean they have a good palate or are accustomed to drinking high-quality booze. Relax. Trust your wine merchant. We won't make you look like a putz unless you make us angry. But that's true, folks. Just don't sweat it so much, and people will love you for it. All right, I'm running out of time. I did want to mention in December, of course, we do have our monthly tasting. That will be on the 20th of December. That will be our third Thursday. As I said, next month on this very program, we'll be talking about the rest of the Southern Hemisphere scene and other assorted holiday-related items. And then we'll probably just do it all again the next year because I've got no better ideas. But I'll try to make it novel.
That's a good thing.
It is a good thing. I mean, you know.
And we should do a tip of the face mask to Ron Hextall.
Oh, jeez, man. One of the greatest articles of ever time, Sports Illustrated, was what makes Ron Hextall tick, 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 tick. Love it. Shout out to my friend Oliver Sisman, by the way, New Jersey State Trooper and true Ron Hextall fan. This man had a poster of him, was a goalie. We were both crushed yesterday. That's a tough thing, man, when your own team fires you. But the Flyers were not very good. Still better than the Devils, but youth movement? Question mark. Anyway, this Friday, don't miss it, Anne-Marie Scroy of Catena Zapata, Argentina's first family, do come in and figure out why, and you won't regret it.
And it's absolutely free.
It's absolutely free. You got to be 21 or over. You knew that already. We'll see you then.
Thanks, Eric. Eric Mann, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. Message in the bottle every Tuesday afternoon.